Say, would you like to keep it in the family? Well, here it is, the new show that invites the whole family to come on up and keep it in the family. We mean thousands of dollars worth of prizes. The sky's the limit. And here's the star of our show, that young fellow with the giveaway habit, Harry Babbitt.
Thank you very much, everybody, and thanks, Rod O'Connor, and hello. Welcome to Keep It in the Family. Oh, boy, we're all excited about this new show. It gives us a chance to meet some wonderful families, gives them a chance to walk off with as many wonderful prizes as they can win. That's right, the bigger the family, the bigger their chances, and just like Rod said, around here, the sky's the limit. So let's get the activity going. Rod, who's our first family?
Well, here they are, Harry, originally from Oakland, California. Meet the Kelly family, all five of them.
Hey, hi there, Kelly's five. How are you? Oh, by golly. Hey, it's a pleasure to have all you folks here with us. How about introducing yourselves to the audience? Would you like to do that? Introduce yourselves?
I'm the father, Frank Kelly.
How do you do, Frank?
I'm Doris Kelly.
Hi, Doris.
Larry Kelly.
Pat Kelly.
Arlene Kelly.
Boy, oh boy, isn't that a family for you? Now, before we see how many thousands of dollars worth of prizes you Kellys can take away from us, let's find out a little something about you. I'd better start with the boss of the family there. If it's like it is at my house, that means you, Mrs. Kelly.
Not me. In our family, Frank's the boss.
Oh, really? Is that true, Frank?
Must be. The boss just said so.
I just noticed something. The three children and their mother are blonde, and Frank, you're a redhead. How'd they happen to let you into this family anyway, huh?
I don't know, unless they needed somebody to direct traffic.
Well, now, how about the little Kellys here? Larry, you're the tallest now. Tell me, are you the oldest?
Yes, I'm 13.
Mm-hmm. Pat, how about you?
12.
I see. And the cute little girl right there in the middle, Arlene, how old are you?
10.
Oh, boy. Well, Pat, that puts you right in the middle. Which one do you get along with best?
My sister.
I see. Well, now, why is that?
Because I can beat her up.
Whoa! Well, Arlene, do you get along all right having two older brothers?
Yes, I gang up on them.
I see. They call them the weaker sex. I don't know. Larry, do you do any work around the house?
Yes, I get an allowance for it.
I see. Is it a very big allowance?
I don't have to pay income tax for it.
You're lucky, you know that. Mr. Kelly, would you mind telling us what business you're in?
I'm a building contractor.
Uh-huh. Well, how's business?
I don't have to worry about income tax either.
Oh. All right, golly, you can't beat it, can you? Well, let's get down to the business of seeing how well you Kellys can keep it in the family. Rod, would you mind explaining the rules of the game to the folks?
Here on this table back here is our fortune wheel. Now, the numbers on the wheel correspond to the numbers on our categories of questions. The Kellys will spin the wheel for their first category. Then they will have to decide which one of the family should try it. Now, if the Kelly they choose answers all five questions correctly, he wins $1,000 worth of prizes for the family. And they'll spin the wheel again for another category and a chance at another $1,000 in prizes. And the Kellys can go right on spinning and winning. The sky's the limit, as long as each Kelly is able to answer the questions by himself. However, should one of them miss, then things happen as he calls for help to keep it in the family.
Oh, thank you, Rod. Now, Kelly family, it's all up to you. First, Mr. Kelly, would you give our wheel a spin and let's see what the first category is going to be. All right? Hey, there it goes, around and around and around, and it stopped on 10. 10. Rod, what do you have there for number 10, a category, please?
Here's our category, Harry. The Kellys have the presidents before they were presidents.
Presidents before there were presidents. There's the first category, and it's worth $1,000 in prizes if you can pick the one in your family you think can handle it. Now, I'm going to let you put your heads together. Be awful careful who you pick. Well, Mr. Kelly, it looks like you're the one. Now, I'll tell you what.
Stuck.
You're really on the spot, brother. I want you to know that, because you can win $1,000 in prizes, and you can start them on their way to winning many thousands of dollars. Now, the rest of the family is behind you there in what we call the substitute bench. Now, they can't say anything to you while you're up here, and please don't look at them. because they may give something away. Will you turn your head this way? That's it, toward the audience. All right. Now, this thing is all up to you. You all set? All right. This is about the early careers of our presidents before they moved into the White House. What president was a civil engineer?
Herbert Hoover.
Right. Herbert Hoover. Okay. Mr. Kelly, you're on your way to that $1,000 now, so hang on. All right, here's question number two. What president was once president of Princeton? Think a little bit about this now. You got about 10 seconds. What president was once president of Princeton? Oh, come on.
Wilson.
Hey, he got it. He got it, Harry. He got it. President Wilson. That's absolutely right. Boy, oh boy, that was close, wasn't it? Well, Mr. Kelly, you're really moving. Question number three. What president was once an architect? Mm. 10 seconds. Come on now.
Was it Washington?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Kelly. You're wrong. Now, I'll tell you what. You don't have to feel down about that because you still get a chance to keep it in the family. Here's what we want you to do now. You look out this way. And we want you to think of a member of your family sitting behind you that you can't see, that you think can answer the questions about the presidents. Give it a little thought now. Be awful careful who you pick. One of them is kind of excited about the possibility back there. Come on, think of one. Well, just pick anyone.
I think I'll take Larry.
Larry? Hey! Stand up, too. Okay, Larry. Now I'm going to ask you that same question. And see if you can answer it. What president was once an architect?
Jefferson.
That's right, Thomas Jefferson. Boy, oh boy. Well, I'll tell you now, Larry, your dad had a call on you, so that kind of reduces the prize. You're up to $500 in prizes. Here's question number four. What president was once governor of Massachusetts? Governor of Massachusetts. Think hard now. Come on, think. Mr. Kelly, you can help in this, too. Come on, you're both up here now. Coolidge? Right, he got it. He said Calvin Coolidge, and that is right. That was the fourth question. And now, Larry, come on up here, Mr. Kelly. I want both of you in on this, because this is a big one. This is question number five. What president was once a tailor? Come on now, come on. A tailor. Oh, well, there you go. You missed that, but you still have a chance. You see, you've got three more members of the family behind you. Now, look ahead, and Larry, you get the chance now to pick the next member of your family you think can answer this last question about the presidents. Come on, pick out one now. Pick a good one, because we want you to win this.
Mother?
Mother? Mother, come on. Oh. All right, Mrs. Kelly, now you and Mr. Kelly and Larry all have a chance now. You brought in a third member of the family, so your prize is $250, but that's still a lot of money. Remember now, you're on your way to $250 in prizes. Question number five, what president was once a tailor?
Oh, golly. A tailor?
A tailor, yeah.
Could it be Johnson?
Yeah, Andrew Johnson, you got it. Oh, boy, Andrew Johnson. All right, now I want Rod to give you a list of the prizes.
First, a new Smith Corona Skywriter, the wonderful portable typewriter with the aluminum carrying case. Also, a beautiful 52-piece set of 1847 Rogers Brothers silverware, the finest in silver. And a precision-built 31-inch wood-turning lathe with a 1/2-horsepower heavy-duty motor, and we know that children will love it.
Oh, that's wonderful, Rod. Don't you think so, folks? Thank you so much. So now, Rod, who is our next family to dig into these great prizes?
Well, here they are, Harry. Meet Mr. Yale Fishman, his wife, Catherine, and their son, Sparky.
Hi, folks. How are you? All right, stay right there now. Can I ask you, is this the entire family right here?
No, we have another son, Harvey.
But he didn't come with you?
No, he's too busy. He just got married.
Oh, Harvey. Now, wait a minute. I've just put two and two together here. Harvey Fishman. Is that the same Harvey Fishman that was one of the quiz kids
once? That's right.
Well, I'll be darned. But let's find out a little more about the family, all right? Mr. Fishman, where did you and your wife meet?
Well, she and I were attending Northwestern University, and my fraternity brothers were talking her up quite a bit, and I became rather curious, so I called her up, and we made a date to meet in the hall. And when I got off the elevator, I knew her.
Well, did it take you long to decide to get married?
No, we decided quickly, but it took us over a year to get married.
Oh, well, were you that busy?
Yes, as I said, I was going to Northwestern studying accounting, and I was also going to Paul studying law, and I was handling a job during the rest of the day.
Mrs. Fishman, what were you doing while your husband was spending his days and nights in school?
I was a reporter for Chicago paper, you know, Sob Sister.
Yeah, did you like the job?
Oh, I liked it, but I ran into lots of troubles.
What kind of trouble?
Well, I started when I was 18. I looked 16. Mm-hmm. And my first assignment was to cover a riot at a high school. When I got there, they thought I was one of the culprits and threw me into the patrol wagon.
Well, I guess you'd call that a tough break, huh?
No, it turned out to be very fine for me because I scooped all the other reporters. I got the best story before I got to the station.
That's an angle, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Let's talk to Sparky now. Sparky, is that your real name?
No, my real name is Rule Edward, but I was born on the 4th of July, so they call me Sparky.
I'll be back. Well, Sparky, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 13.
Uh-huh. Do you mind if I ask you, how much do you weigh?
Well, that's sort of a secret.
Sort of a secret. You like to eat, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, were you pretty proud when your brother was made one of the quiz kids?
Well, I was very proud, but they put me on the show a little while later, and I stopped being proud.
You mean you were one of the quiz kids, too?
Yes, I was on when I was 4. I was on a couple times.
Gee, was a quiz kid at 4. Rod, get the prizes ready. We're about to be taken. Wow. Mrs. Fishman, how about you spinning the wheel for us for your family's first category? You just give it a good spin now. Okay, here we go, around and around and around. And it looks to me like, right, there it is now. It is 20. Your number is 20. Rod, would you look on 20 and see what we have as a category there for the fishermen?
Imaginary headlines of motion picture plots, Harry.
Imaginary headlines of motion picture plots. Well, there is your category. Now put your heads together and decide who is going to represent
the
family.
I think he will, because he sees all the movies and we don't.
Hey, Sparky, are you a movie fan?
Well, I go quite often.
All right, now you're elected. And I'll tell you what, the rest of the family is going to be sitting behind you there. You can't see them. Please don't look at them, will you? Are we all set?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go now. In this category, I give you an imaginary headline, and your job is to name the picture. Here is an imaginary headline of a very famous motion picture of quite a few years ago. Nice old ladies feed guests strong elderberry wine.
Oh, I think that's Arsenic and Old Lace.
Right? That's right. Arsenic and Old Lace. All right, Sparky. Sparky, you're on your way now to that $1,000. And the second is, here's the headline, and what a picture. It's Traveling Man Finds Business is Bad in Boston. Think a little bit about this now. You got 10 seconds.
Death of a Salesman?
Death of a Salesman. Yeah. Oh, that's fine, Sparky. Sparky, you're really sparking, you know that? You really are. We've got 3 more questions, so think real hard on these now, will you? Because we're rooting for you. Okay. New Orleans man rips shirt making love to wife. Come on, you're a movie fan.
Oh, Streetcar Named Desire.
Wow! Sparky, I'm beginning to see why you were made one of those quiz kids. You're all right. All right, now you're on your way to $1,000 in prizes. Don't give up. Here is an imaginary headline of a very recent, much publicized picture. Larceny charged, nobody will talk.
Oh, The Thief.
Right, The Thief. Oh, Sparky, I want you to know now that you have gotten 4 questions right, and this is the 5th and final question for you. And if you get this, $1,000 in prizes. And then we move right on to another category. So think hard, will you? All right, this was a very famous Academy Award-winning picture. Reporter blows bugle to bring down walls of Jericho.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, this goes back a few years ago. Come on, Sparky and Ollie.
No, the only one I can think of possibly could be connected with the Horn Blows at Midnight.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sparky. The Horn Blows at Midnight was not right, but you have a chance to keep it in the family because you've got your dad and mother behind you. Now, don't look at them. I have an idea one of them knows the answer to this question, and you tell us which one you'd like to have come up. Don't look. Don't look.
Oh, I think Mom will try it.
Mom. All right, Mom. Come on up. Mom, I know you've had time to think about this, but I'm going to repeat it anyway. And $500 now you have at stake. It's down to $5, but it's still a lot of money. So listen to this. This was a very famous Academy Award winning picture. Reporter blows bugle to bring down walls of Jericho.
It happened one night with Clark Gable.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you did win $500 in prizes. Maybe you didn't win the $1,000, but you tried hard. Sparky, that was great. And Rod, would you tell them what prizes they've won, please?
I sure will, Harry. The Fishman family have won a world-famous Bell & Howell camera and projector, the finest there is, and they have won a 1953 deluxe O'Keefe & Merritt gas range, complete with a fully automatic clock, the double broiler, and the exclusive disappearing shell.
How about it? Oh, thank you very much, folks. And now, Rod, how about our next family? Boy, we're really going now.
Well, right here, Harry, I want you to meet Jack Wilson, his wife Madeline, Richard Wilson, 11, and 9-year-old Jeff Wilson.
Hi, folks. How are you tonight? Well, it's really a pleasure to have you here. My goodness, those are nice-looking boys you have there, Mrs. Wilson. I notice they're both blondes like you.
Yes, all the others are, too.
All the others? You mean you have more children?
Yes, 6 of them.
Six more. That means you have 8 children in all?
That's right,
Gee whiz. Mr. Wilson, I'd just like to say that George Washington wasn't the only father of our country. You're right in the running, boy. Why didn't you bring the others along?
Well, we did, Harry. They're right out there in the audience.
Out in the audience?
That's right.
Well, come on. Let's see the 6 other Wilson kids. Will you stand up? There they are, right down there. Let's put them on. Oh, boy, 6 more. 4 boys and 2 girls. Is that right? Gee, that's a swell family. Well, you Wilsons ought to do all right because you brought along your own rooting section. Say, I'll tell you what. Will you Wilson kids in the audience give us a cheer for your family? A real big cheer. Yay! Well, I can say that you folks are in business. All right, you fellas sit down and relax now while the folks up here start to win some prizes. You all set? All right, Mrs. Wilson, might I ask you first how old you are?
36.
36. And how long have you been married?
14 years.
Mm-hmm. What are the ages of the children?
Oh, they go from 11 down to 3.
11 down to 3. Well, would you mind if I ask you what you do about mealtime? I mean, do they all eat the same thing?
They better.
Well, I'll tell you, let's not neglect Papa over here. Where'd you meet your wife, Mr. Wilson?
In Denver, while I was going to Colorado School of Mines.
Uh-huh. A miner. Well, boy, I'd say you really struck gold. You know, you really did. That's wonderful. What happened? Did you just see her and ask for a date?
No, Harry. I had to ask a friend of mine to ask her for our first date.
You don't mean... Is that right, Mrs. Wilson? He had a friend ask you for a date for him?
That's right. He was a bashful type.
Boy, I'd say he got over that pretty well, didn't he? Are you in the mining business now, Mr. Wilson?
I didn't, Harry. I run a garage out in Burbank.
A garage?
That's right.
I'll be darned. Say, Richard, you're 11, is that right?
Yes.
Well, Dick, would you mind telling us, do you ever help your dad down at the garage?
Yes, almost every Saturday.
Good. Does he pay you for it?
$2 and all I can eat.
Well, Mr. Wilson, how does that work out for you?
It'd be better off if I gave him 5 and cut out the eats.
Well, Jeff, old boy, can you come up here a little closer? Tell us how old you are.
9.
Well, that kind of puts you close to the middle of the family, I guess, doesn't it, with all the brothers and sisters? Let me ask you, how do you kids sleep at home?
We all have our own bed in one big bedroom.
Any special rules in the barracks?
Not to have rocks in when we're having pillow fights.
No rocks in the pillow. All right. Well, I want you to know it's been wonderful talking to all you 4 members of the 10-piece Wilson family, but let's get down to the important business of seeing how many of these wonderful prizes you can win from us and keep it in the family. Are you all set?
Ready.
All right, remember now, the sky's the limit, so let's get started. Mrs. Wilson, would you like to go over there and spin the wheel and see what category comes up first for the Wilson family? There she goes, the big spin. It's slowing up now, around and around, and I see number 18. Rod, would you be good enough to look for number 18 there, and let's see what category...
Oh, well, Harry, here it is right here. It's famous lovers of fact and fiction.
All right, famous... famous lovers of fact and fiction. All right, now, who is it going to be? Will you put your heads together? Let's try to decide.
She's elected.
What, you've already elected her?
I sure.
Why'd you do that?
That should be quite obvious.
Well, now, look, Mrs. Wilson, the rest of your family is behind you. Don't look at them now, because they're bound to show some enthusiasm if you happen to miss a question, and we don't want you to see it, because then you might know who to call on. Because if you miss, we're going to ask you to call on a member of your family. All right, now, you're on your way to $1,000 in prizes. Here we go. All you have to do is name the famous lovers. Name the rodents of Walt Disney who make love in black and white and Technicolor.
That's Minnie and Mickey.
Right, Minnie and Mickey Mouse. That's right. All right. That wasn't very hard, but you're on your way to win that $1,000, and that's the important thing. All right, here, listen to this now. He was a poet. She was a poetess. Her father objected, but they got married. In fact, in a play and in a picture, who were the lovers?
That was Barrett, so Wimpole Street.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Barrett and... Robert Browning.
That's right. Elizabeth Barrett, Robert Browning. That's a good memory. Well, you're well on your way to the $1,000 now. Are you ready for question number three? Here we go. In opera, the American lieutenant loved his Japanese sweetheart, but later he left her. Who are the lovers? This is tough.
That's Madam Butterfly, I think, isn't it?
That's Madam Butterfly. You got that much.
Right. Cho-Cho-San and Lieutenant Pinkerton.
Oh! It's really a tough one. Here we go. Let's take question number four now. Think hard. In literature, he was a famous Frenchman of sword and of speech, but he lost the woman he loved by a nose. Who were they?
Oh, it's Roxanne, and I'm not sure I can pronounce the other one. I think it's Cyrano de Bergerac or something.
Cyrano de Bergerac. Well, here comes that crucial moment now. Are you all set? All right, question number five. Don't be nervous now. Before he went to the White House, he loved her deeply, but she died before they could marry. Who were they?
Abraham Lincoln and Ann Rutledge.
Right! Oh! I'll tell you what that means now. She went all the way through the five questions, got everyone right, and she wins $1,000 in prizes. But in addition to that, you get a chance to go on and win more money. Now, would one of the young fellas step up to the wheel here and spin it, and let's see what your category is. Would you do that? Either one of you. Oh, that's fine. All right? Boy, that's a good big spin. She's going on. Oh, there it is. It's number 11. Rod, would you look and let's find out what number 11 is?
Cowboys and their pals.
Cowboys and their pals. Well, now which one of you now is going to do all the talking for the family, do you think?
Huh? Oh, I think Jeffrey should.
You think the boys should? All of you sit down, because you have to be the rooting section. This little guy's on his own. All right, here's the question now. A cowboy always has a pal, especially in the movies. Tell me the name of Tonto's masked friend.
The Long Ranger.
The Long Ranger. That's exactly what my boys say, the Long Ranger.
I'm sorry, Harry, but the big bell says it's time to stop giving away those prizes for this week.
Oh, my golly, that's too bad. Just when we were right in the middle of this whole thing and our family was on its way to clean us out of house and home. All right, now, folks, can you all be back with us next week?
Yes.
Everybody back with us next week, all right? It's a date. And everything stands just like it is now. You've already won $1,000 worth of prizes, and you're on your way for the $2,000 mark. Who knows, next week you may go right on winning for the entire half hour. You might even be up here with us for 6 months. Who knows? All right, it's up to you. The sky's the limit. So see you right here when we open our show next week, and you're wonderful. Thank you. Well, Linda, that's it. But next week, the Wilson family will be back, and we'll have a couple of other families on hand. And just in case the Wilsons happen to miss, as for all you friends out there in our listening audience who'd like to appear on our show, write me a letter, tell me when you plan to be in Hollywood, tell me about your family, and we'll try to make it a date for you. Just drop a line to Harry Babbitt, NBC, Hollywood, California. We'd love to have you. Now, it's time to say so long, see you next week, and remember, keep it in the family!
Keep It in the Family is a production of Frank Cooper Associates, directed by Harry Spears, script supervision by Saul Stein and Larry Golden, music by Billy Wardell. Rod O'Connor speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.